final again.
And that the lonely be a little money.
Rolling, Bob.
We even had another one today. Should we fill up now before we go? Did you lose your ball? Hey, no, it's in your mouth. Okay, good. But confined space, tired children. That was probably our longest consecutive time of travel. It was that time. And near the end of it, like any parental unit, we were stretched beyond our limits with kids. Kids were tired, cranky, and hungry. We actually pulled over to the side of the road, and luckily we have a trailer. People would get some food and make an impromptu supper on the side of the road. Get back in and start up again, which is kind of nice. If ever there was a bathroom break need, we could use the trailer, which was also good, but still, it's like, I know they're only seven. I know my son's only nine, but they just don't seem to comprehend that they can't bug each other just for the sake of bugging each other, because it bugs everybody inside the entire car, or else they don't quite comprehend the whole concept of indoor voice versus outdoor voice when you're inside a car. So you've got them squealing, you've got them yelling, teasing.
Oh, I'm picturing this exactly.
Hell, I know.
I know the family.
I must have been as bad when I was a kid, but
being
on the other side of that whole discussion, it's enough to make you want to stick pencils in your eyes. So my whole not yelling at the kids thing didn't work out too well.
Oh, I love to hear that. I love to hear that.
Same with my wife.
Parents are human.
As their limits were tested and stretched. Beyond the limits.
Oh, but they're so cute.
Come on.
Your whole family. That's the Rickster, boys and girls. I'm going to fade him out right now. I want you to go listen to it. It's a Green Hat. Thanks, Rick. It's just so nice to hear you back.
That's some of my finer parental experiences.
Yeah. Honest
to God, what do you do? Like, you can distract them for so long. You can have them self-soothe and self-entertain. You can dynamically program them with DVDs and Game Boys and other types of things like that, but they only last so long.
You're right.
Singing, telling stories.
This is the
time games.
Canadian National Day of Podcasting.
You name it.
And I was just delighted to look into my feed.
Revised trip plans.
And find
having that kind
an
of
episode. Episode number six. Of It's a Green Hat. So I'm going to savor that. I'm going to save it for later and get back. Thanks so much, the Rickster, for putting it out. This seems perfect. I know today's December 1st, 2012, Canadian National Day of Podcasting. Lots of people have already got their podcast locked and loaded and up there ready for consumption. I don't do it that way, okay? I like the idea of recording on the Canadian National Day of Podcasting, not necessarily releasing. It's often, you know, if I put out a podcast at Christmas, I might record Christmas Day. In fact, I often do it New Year's Day. Doesn't come out a few days later. What does it matter? But to me, the idea of to celebrate and honor podcasting is to podcast on that day, not just to give it, but to do it. But hey, that's just me. I'm in the middle of a discussion with our board of directors over some contentious issues of this Canada-Japan Society. I know. This is, you know, why are you getting into that again? Because I'm in the midst right now of sorting out, do we have a special board meeting in December to discuss issues, philosophies, views to the future, stir things up, or do we not? What's the budget for such a thing, if there is a budget for such a thing, you know? And it's just fun to be involved. Now, let me backtrack to the Rickster. Because, you know, one of the things I love to do on this show is talk about other people. And I don't mean in a gossipy, small kind of way. By the way, if you listen to Final Countdown, holy fuck, that last one, Picard's birthday episode, Jesus Christ. Holy fuck. Creepy or what? I mean, that's what you feel like listening. And, hey, that's... I mean, that... Hey, whoa. Boys, if anybody from Vinyl Countdown is listening, that's a high compliment, okay? It's... There's a weird dynamic going on here about that show. But you go to the other family-oriented shows, as Rick's might be. The thing about It's a Green Hat is it's pretty honest. That business about the kids. Nothing is more disgusting to me than people trying to put out the photos, the pictures, the Facebook blurbs, everything. Oh, everything is wonderful. My kids are so smart. My daughter did this, and we did that, and look at this, and look at that. And to hear somebody talk about, holy fuck, you know, I'm trying, don't yell at the kids, but geez, those kids are driving me nuts kind of reality. That's what we need more of. The Rickster. I stayed at his place a couple of times, I guess during the pod camps. And, God, what a neat fellow. I love, he's got twin daughters who are just so cute, but funny and just, you know, and a son who Rick is just doing an amazing job doing father-son stuff with, you know, getting on those bikes and doing stuff. And just, Rick is another one of these, it's a guy's guy kind of thing. In fact, geez, I'm looking out at the rocks where he and I actually sat out there. There was a rock handover, that very rock that's going to Melbourne, Australia, this month, in fact. End of this month. And Rick and I sat out in those rocks out there, and a very, very enjoyable conversation, passing the time here. So this is a man I know, and I'm pleased to know, but kind of guy I have so much respect for. The kind of guy I can't be. Like, he's sort of a man in a man's world, doing a real job. You know, I'm raising a family. I'm not very good at it. Well, no. Oh, do I want to go there? He'd probably say the same thing. I yell at my kids, you know? It's just somebody I have great respect for. This is a guy, I mean, he's got a full-time real job working for a very large corporation, you know, transferred from Ottawa all the way to, is it Seattle? Washington State, anyway. You can guess who's out there. What organization. That's amazing. Like, that's, whoa, talk about a promotion. Talk about a big deal. Boom, uproot your family from this house in the Glebe. And suddenly be somewhere else, in another world, beginning an entirely new life for his wife, for his children, for his dog, Riley. You might have heard in the background there. Great, great dog, too. I don't know. What can I say other than this National Day of Podcasting? What has it given me? It's given me so many new friends and people I admire and respect and count on, and just always look forward to seeing. You know, you could rhyme off two dozen names just like that, you know, and be forgetting a whole lot of them, of just two dozen names easily, of just people, wow, 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 wow. And that's great. And so it's, you know, I guess that's my take on podcasting. It's about sharing. By the way, holy fuck, have we got big news on this Canadian National Day of Podcasting. Not only is it's a Green Hat back from recorded a year ago. Good timing, Rick, putting that one out. But last night I listened to an episode of the Canadian podcast Buffon. Now it's back under new ownership. I think the other guys declared bankruptcy, this Bob and Mark. Either declared bankruptcy or were fired, I don't know. I don't have all the inside scoop. I know there was a lot going on behind the scenes. It will take several beer to get the story out of Bob. And then, of course, you get a completely different story out of Mark. So don't even try to talk them together because there'll be a cover-up. But get those guys separately and find, okay, what's going on here? But our good friends, Bill Dees and Will of the Castroller, are taking it over. And those guys are deserving. And it's wonderful because Bob started talking about the time he was sort of basically kidnapped at PodCamp Toronto, dragged into a room. And it was one of these interventions, you know, when you got somebody who's just, you know, an alcoholic and they don't know it and they're just in denial and you get all the friends around them. And that's what we did to Bob that day in Toronto. And I'm just surprised it took this long, but it did happen. It did produce results, finally. So, Bob, you're clean now. You're okay. You're good. Step back. Take a deep breath. Glad that's over. It's behind you now. You're okay. Just take it day by day, day by day. And we'll move on. But meanwhile, I think we have a lot more to look forward to in terms of organizing and actually getting that database a little more coordinated and a little more attention so well-deserved placed on Castroller for all that they're doing to promote Canadian podcasting, make it easy for you to consume and to listen and find good Canadian podcasts. The emphasis on Canadian. Thanks, guys. I'm sure there's lots others out there, but, you know, this is a nice way to and bring up to date the database of who's out there and who's still podcasting and who's not. Will, of course, is an expert in terms of figuring those things out. Another bright, I was going to say understated genius, understated. Maybe a lot of people don't know that about him, but this guy knows what he's doing when it comes to the inner workings of the internet. He gets in there with this screwdriver and wrenches, and he just fixes things. So that's something to celebrate. Here we are. Geez, 11 minutes, and I haven't even started talking about my long list, because it's not about you all the time, Scarborough dude. It's not always about you, although I gotta admit, every time I hear my name mentioned on a podcast, I get pretty excited. And still out there, they still remember me. Oh, yeah. But, of course, the day is coming when my marbles have all gone south for the winter. And I'm just recording and not making a whole lot of sense anymore. And gradually, people will just stop listening because it will just become kind of stupid and like that, okay? Not there yet, not there yet, not there yet. That was just a sample of what might be coming sometime too soon. What I did want to get on about, not my list, I'm saving that for later, was more on this theme of Canadian. Oh, damn, you see? Went down that road and lost what it was I was saying. We were talking about the Castroller, Canadian National Day of Podcasting, the people out there still putting out episodes, people who are not. Big news tomorrow. I'll be Skyping with the Hollywood podcaster himself. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be a separate show. Oh, yeah, now I remember. Talk about separate shows. I was here a week ago. In fact, last Saturday. Now, I'm looking out now at the water, and we got some high waves coming in, and it's cold, and winter is setting in. But last week was absolutely gorgeous. And that was the week that I sat down with the little thermos of coffee that I got, sat in a bench, hang on, and dug out my recording gear, and at the same time pulled out one of my little pens, you know, pens that got a little joint. You know, if I've got a little, just a little half a J in there, maybe I'll just have a couple of puffs, and I did. And I spent 4 hours, now forgive me if you've heard this before, because I don't know what I'm going to release and what I'm not, but I spent 4 hours. I could not get out of the park. I was in all four parking lots. Yes, four parking lots. I was walking everywhere. I had the most marvelous day, but I was, holy fuck, flipped right out. Like, I was just having a time of my life, screaming, shouting, making all kinds of noise, and coming up with these ideas. You know the ideas sometimes you will hear vocalized on the Dixon Janes podcast, and then nothing comes of it? Well, I had some of those babies. Oh, yeah. And I shared them with you, and it was in so many fragments. Now, I listened back, and I found it a little bit interesting, but not enough for a kind of a regular podcast that some people would just, hey, what the fuck? This is crazy. So I think I'm going to, maybe one day when I have time, maybe over the winter holidays, which could be extended if I don't get hired back, I don't know, actually put them together with some music and maybe release it as just a weird one. But meanwhile, we're starting fresh right here, right now, Canadian National Day of Podcasting, December 1st, 2012. Yours truly, the Scarborough Dude, here on the Dixon James Podcast, number 300 and what is it? 75? 76? Something like that. And, yeah, the other stuff, well, we'll release another time. It just was so much fun and so exciting. And I think the message I wanted to give was that, hey, every once in a while, man, you gotta let loose. Like, going back to the Rickster and just that tension building up inside the car, the kids yelling at each other, and I'm hungry, and Daddy, are we there yet? And the tension builds, and sometimes you just gotta get away from it all. Well, I do that very well. I'm fortunate. Now, not everybody would see it this way, but I'm my wife didn't shoo me out of the house today, but just, you know, as soon as the mop, the Swiffer comes out, I'm Brian the dog, and Lois has got the vacuum coming out, and I got to get outside. I got to get out. And that's exactly what I did. And she said, yeah, sure. So I came packed with a bottle because I'm going to a party tonight. Oh, yeah. We're going to get buzzed tonight, I'll tell you. It was a party, an old-fashioned house party, a Christmas, a seasonal party. And I can't tell you who, because some of you actually have heard this person, know this person, and some of you don't, and that's fine. I think it's better just kept that way. But I'm looking forward to it, and it's one of those things where, you know, you have a couple of drinks, you step outside, you have a little snort. Well, not a snort. I don't snort. I puff, okay? A little... One of those, back in, holy fuck, a whole new round of conversations, a whole new group of people. It's like getting, what do you call it, when you're playing pinball and you got a free ball or something. Bung! Hey, boom, bonus points. Let's try again. Free game, actually, basically. It's more than a free ball. It's a whole free fucking game after that toke. And you just have a whole lot of fun with it. You just play it out. And the whole thing is good intention. You're not there to shit on anybody. You're not there to hurt anybody. You're there to make people feel good. You're there to have an engaging, fun conversation. That's what I talked about when I was talking about this Canada-Japan Society special, extraordinary board meeting at a Japanese restaurant in December, which half the board is in favor of and not all are. And it's just me sort of stirring things up because you got to keep bringing life. This organization that I so dearly love and talk about so much on this podcast, even though I shouldn't, just like school, it should be off limits, but I do anyway because 3 years ago I really felt this organization is dying. And I'm just so delighted that with me still at the helm, we've come back to life with a whole new life and a whole lot of young blood and a whole lot of different viewpoints, and that's what's needed. And if you're on a board that's a little bit moribund, believe that's the correct word, Anthony DeMarco would know. There's a man. Now, there's a guy. You see, what I'm doing is I'm steering away from this whole conversation. That whole list of things I want to talk about right now. Yeah, boy. I'm just, we're not going to talk about the teachers. We're not going to talk about the TTC. We're not going to talk about, although Anthony just let out. I listened to his show today, number 498, I think. You know, how can you count when you're that high? No, I wasn't that high. His number's that high. How do you keep track of the stuff that guy puts out? Jesus Christ. Anyway, he just let out in just like there was a minute. I went back. What did he say? Something really interesting about a vote at the Union Center, about people being voted down, and just his little take. And then he said, look, that was a sidetrack. I'm back on. And I just hung on to that little piece. Ooh, there's a little window there that... I want to lift a little higher and get my head in there and say, hey, Anthony, is there an opening here for a conversation that we can actually have about unions and politics and stuff? Where's our common ground and where is it that I'm allowed to say, fuck, those goddamn TTC workers, a ticket collector stealing $3,800. Yeah, it's a small crime. It's like the poppy thief. Who cares? But wait a minute, there was a cover-up by a couple of the union reps, and now, boom, there's an arrest been made? Like, guys are trying to hide the fact that one of their own who gets a good fucking goddamn salary and benefits more than I'll ever fucking get in my life is stealing fucking petty cash? Hey,
Hometown Me, it's not proven yet. They're not going to arrest unless they know. And, you know, hey, what's that got to do with Anthony? Absolutely nothing. It's just that sometimes you get this other voice. You see, I'm conflicted. Oh, damn, here we are. I said I wasn't going to talk about that. We're going to save that for later. We're almost at the 20-minute mark. I will not open that up. I will not talk about Egypt. I will not talk about... What else is on my list that we're going to talk about later that we're not going to talk about now? Let me just give you a quick rundown of all the topics that you may hear if you stay tuned on this day. The police budget, wanting to get more money or you won't be safe. The internet, let's have the United Nations decide how we're going to run the internet. Fuck you! Conservative thinking, shark ban... Shark fin ban is reversed. Plastic bag ban is reversed. Our mayor was reversed. What the fuck is going on? Church bombings in Nigeria. The Gaza Strip dragging a body through the streets on the back of a motorcycle. These are the people we're cheering on. Full disclosure about Aboriginal band finances. TV shows. Okay. I guess those are the things that we may get to later, or I may just say, what the fuck? Who really wants to talk about any of that shit? So there you go. Welcome, Canadian National Day of Podcasting. I don't know when you'll get it. I don't care. Probably Tuesday. But take care of yourself. And if you're a podcaster, hats off to you, because podcasting is one of the best fucking wonderful things that's happened in a long time. Amateur podcasting, I'm talking about. Not you fucking professionals. Not you guys doing this to make fucking money or sell, you know, shark fin suits or something. I'm talking about the amateurs out there. The people who want to have their voices heard and entertain the rest of us through just your personal stories about being your true, authentic self. That is what podcasting is all about. Authenticity. Take care, and thanks for listening to me rant on. Ooh, God, that was a little fun. Oh, yeah, that was great fun. Whoa, God, I love sitting here in the car podcasting to all of you. It's a really, really, really good time. Oh, yeah.
Up ago today, you're sleepwalking with a delirious head. You were programmed a long, long, long time ago. Your stories are all known, and your acclimation is slow.
He's busy marking papers, but I tell you what, I've taken over this show. I'm slapping it all together. We're going to put it out today against his wishes. And what you're going to hear is flashbacks of him sitting on a beach thinking he's got some great ideas, and he's just full of shit like he always said. Oh, shit. All right, I got to go. So listen, this is Scarborough Dude from last week showing himself to be the real prick he really is. I mean, asshole he really is. I'm the prick. All right, take care. Talk to you later, eh? Yeah, don't worry, I'll be back. Bye.
Ooh, she's windy down here. Picnic table right on the beach.
And I gotta tell you, I'm having one of those God moments, you know? The good kind. Not wanting to rain terror upon the earth, but just, holy fuck, I'm alive and the sun is shining and this feels good. Sure helps having your collection of music set on random. And God is playing nice to you and just dishing out the God of randomness, okay? Whoever you want to believe in. Dishing out one song after another, it's just blowing your mind. And you say, holy fuck. And it's like you've never heard any of them before. Except for the previous one, Jai Guru Dev. Holy fuck, was that good. Hey, you know, I think I could do a little DJ spot here. I just came up with an idea. As I do on a Saturday morning, very often, going to my college and proposing, listen, you, why don't you let me develop a course on the Beatles? The students would really enjoy it. They'd learn a lot of English. You'd be teaching them culture, history, reading, writing. They'd have to pick their favorite Beatle, give a presentation on why. You could have a group. Here's your group. You know, four groups. Sean, Paul, George, Ringo. Divide amongst yourselves and get up there and convince the class they were the best Beatle. Fuck, it would be a brilliant course. I'd teach it. For fuck's sake, I saw the goddamn Beatles. Montreal Forum. What more do you want in the way of credentials? I grew up with them. Changed my life with them. Got stoned with them. Got high with them. They were the gurus. We had our gurus. They're still with us. By the way, Anthony, I don't want free copyright on those 10 Beatle demo tapes they found. I want someone to buy it. I just want a lot of the money to go to charity, so whoever is selling it is morally obliged to give minimum 50% of it to charity. You can fight for more, that's fine, you're a negotiator. And then people buy it, and all the money from the sales goes to charity. So it's like it's free, except you're giving, you want it. Hey, well just, all right, $5, $6, whatever, $10, $10 Canadian. You have them, and the money's going to charity. It's going to go and plant a forest somewhere, save a rabbit, you know? To good use. You name the charity, you know? Veterans. Anyway, let's all get together, folks, boys, girls, and make this a better Canada. You can do that today by loving your country. Oh, yeah. That's another... oh, boy, would I love to do that. And I think it's a ballsy idea. Go up to them, dare them. You know, how? You know, we're robots. They hire... All right, how many teachers do we need to teach 161? Here's the curriculum. Here's the book. Teach it. What the fuck are they learning? Nothing. They're learning, how do I get through the exam? What do I have to memorize to get through the exam? They're not learning to think. Jesus Christ, there's so much wrong, and I have so many good answers. Who the hell appreciates that? Only you, the Dixon Jeans listeners. Yes, indeed, you are listening to somebody who knows his shit. Oh, yeah. Been there, done that. Kind of screaming a little bit because there's nobody in sight. And I got music fucking blasting in my ears with the new iPhone 5 earbuds, fuckers. And I'm looking out at a ship sitting there, a freighter. God damn, do I love to look at freighters. Look at that bastard. Big fucking thing sitting on the goddamn water. Oh, yeah. We're having fun here on the beach, folks. Let me tell you, it's a beach party. Saturday morning, Bluffers Park, November 29th, 2012, or somewhere thereabouts. Feeling good on a Saturday morning. Thank God I'm not at home, because the family would be calling the police about now. By God, by Jingo, I cannot believe what's happening to me now. I came up with a thought... Almost tweeted you and thought, no, I'll save it for the show and let's see if I can remember. What was it? Live today like you're dying tomorrow. Live today like you're dying tomorrow. Because that's the way it is. And if you don't get that, holy fuck, folks, hey, you're going to be dead before you know it, and you won't know it. You're getting the gem here, folks. I'm all fired up on a Saturday morning here in Scarborough, Ontario, North America, on your planet. You know, this could be, you fuckheads, this could be a special podcast for some of you students out there. And I think, wait a minute now. Whoa. Stay away, folks. Stay away. Do not mix the Scarborough Dude up with that chorus on the Beatles. You do not want any of your students ever finding your podcast. And on the other hand, if you're new students and I've never taught you, teaching you now, assholes, wake up. Even if you're a kid looking for a career, wake the fuck up. Look around you. Think. Now, I will stand in defense of a liberal arts education. Believe me, I think that really helped me put on my thinking cap. Oh, yeah. Those courses, psychology, sociology, and especially English literature, they make you think. As much as you can, you know. What's that combination between thinking and being smart? What's that relationship, you know? The brain, the organ, and the quality of your thinking. What's the connection, Dave, okay? Quality of the organ, quality of the thinking. How do they connect? I guess you'd have to throw another little piece into that equation. It's experiencing. Because how do you measure thinking? Well, it's really a matter of experience. It's a matter of feeling. Like when you're high and everything is just kind of clear, you know? Oh, yeah. Get out there and have yourself some fun, but don't hurt anybody. Don't hurt anybody, because that's the thing you don't want to do. You don't want to hurt anybody, and there's too many assholes around who don't get that. They hurt people. God damn. How do we get rid of the people on the planet who hurt people? How do we stop people from hurting people? How do we do that? That's the question you got to be asking yourself. How do you stop people from hurting each other? Well, this man says after midnight, we're going to let it all hang out. Maybe got to loosen some of the tension. Maybe people got to have friends to start with. You know, the hurting people probably don't have very good friends, or if they got friends, they're assholes. But if you're a friend of anyone, be kind to them and make sure they're kind to you back and kind to the others they deal with, too. That gets down to your wait staff and your elevator girls. Coal delivery man. Oh, yeah.
Well, your railroad gauge, you know I just can't jump it. Sometimes it gets so hard to see. I'm just sitting here beating on my trumpet. With all these promises you left for me. But where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Well, I waited for you when I was half sick. Yes, I waited for you when you hated me. Well, I waited for you inside of the frozen traffic. You and you knew I had some other place to be. Now where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Well, anybody can be just like me, obviously. But then not again. Not too many can be like you, fortunately. Well, six white horses that you did promise were finally delivered down to of the penitentiary. But to live outside the law, you must be honest. I know you always say that you agree. All right, so where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Well, I don't know how it happened, but the riverboat captain, he knows my fate. But everybody else, even yourself, they're just gonna have to wait. Well, I got the fever down in my pocket. The Persian drunkard, he follows me. Yes, I can take him to your house, but I can't unlock it. You see, you forgot to leave me with the key. Ah, where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Your yellow railroad in the ruins of your balcony, wondering where you are tonight, sweet Marie.
Yeah, one more thing. I had earlier dedicated this podcast to Windsor, Ontario. I take that back. This podcast is only dedicated to the pot smokers of Windsor, Ontario. Anybody else, fuck you. I don't care. Don't listen. Go away. Anybody who smokes pot, or at least... Okay. I'll cut you a little slack. Or at least is tolerant of pot smoking. May have one time smoked pot. I don't care if you're nervous, Nelly, and you didn't like it, and you won't do it again. That's fine. That's your business. But just don't bug anybody else who does. Legalize this shit. Jesus Christ. Trudeau. Justin Trudeau. If you don't have the balls to get in there and promise your one of your early acts is going to be to legalize pot, you do not deserve the youth vote. And you want that youth vote. That's your only hope, man. Are you listening to me? Justin, because I want to talk to you for a long time. Too many people die before I get to talk to them. Well, you won't. You're good. I'll die before, you know. Pierre Burton, missed him. Really wanted to talk to Pierre Burton, and I should have. One of my failures in life. I did not make a greater effort to find somebody who could introduce me to Pierre Burton so I could tell him my Yukon ghost story. Should have easily got... Now, how do you convince? How do you convince CBC, you know, when they're pulling the purse strings the way they are, to fly Barnacle Bill in and me and get us up to Pierre's place and book us a hotel and get together one afternoon with him in his garden? And if we're real lucky, haul out a joint anyway and get high with him. But if not, at least tell him a story. Well, you get 5 minutes and you got to be on your way? Fuck that. No. It's same for Prince Charles. Like, I don't want to. I don't want just to stand in a line and shake Prince Charles' hand. You know, I want to hang out with him. And I don't think I'm going to get that chance. Too many other fucking important people lined up already, you know? Jesus. What about an average human on the planet? You know, hey, I've been a monarchist for a long time. I love your mother, Charles. I love your mother. Anyway, we're still on the 8th. And, this is Dylan's Ain't Talking, and holy fuck, is it ever good. Listen! Just fucking listen. You love it. Seriously. Ain't talking. Just walking. Oh, yeah. Up the road around the bend? I don't get that line. Was it? Heart burning, still yearning? Maybe that's it. Holy fuck, the world's in. Wow. Oh, my God. This is, like, I can't help but think of the Middle East when I hear this. Israel is America's fist right in the Middle East. And I'm sure when, Hillary Clinton went over to Egypt to prop up the new dictator, that she said, listen, if you don't play ball here and help out, we could easily get Israel to turn its bombs on you. So, hey, you better be on our side. Oh, yeah. Okay, last song's Alabama, and then we're off. Gonna take a walk. So, Cowboy Copas, fuck. Something else came up. You get Alabama. Jesus Christ, what is this? How did I miss Alabama? The fuck is this? Oh, the air near my fingers where the white stripes. Oh, well, that's a good one, too. Alabama last up, then signing off. Cowboy Copas. I used to listen to this when my brother had this record. I used to listen to this way back in the basement in Lachine. Cowboy Copas. That father had a good turntable record player, big speaker, and then got one that's just giant bass speaker, a huge bass speaker we had. We always had a good sound system in the house. Always had music. Anyway, my brother listened to Alabama, and I just grew on me, and I loved it, and I went and took that 45 when I moved out to Vancouver. I used to get high and put on Alabama and head on down to that sea bus to cross over from North Van to downtown to go to the Cambie Hotel, have a few beer, and plan our Chilkoot hike over the Chilkoot. Well, yeah. Which takes us back to Pierre Burton and out. Bye for now.
I've been around the world a couple of times, or maybe more. I've seen the sights, I've had delights on every foreign shore. But when me mates all ask me the place that I adore, I tell them right away. Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees. A sheep or two and a kangaroo, clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. You can see me in the kitchen cooking up a roast, or Vegemite on toast, just you and me in a cup of tea. And later on we'll settle down and mull up on the porch and watch the possums play. Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees. A sheep or two and a kangaroo, pillows line out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. There's a Safeway on the corner and a Woolworths down the street, and Newell's just been open where they regulate the heat. But I trade them all tomorrow for a simple bush retreat with a kookaburra's call. Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees. A sheep or two and a kangaroo, the loads line out the back,
veranda out the front and an old rocking chair. Some people like their houses with fences all around. Others live in mansions, some beneath the ground. But me, I love the bush, you know, with rabbits running round and a pumpkin vine out back. So, give me a home among the gum trees with lots of plum trees. A sheep or two and a kangaroo blows line out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. And an old rocking chair. And an old rocking chair.
My God. Boys and girls, this has been probably 4 hours that I've spent here at Bluffers Park, Bluffers Beach, walking along the sand, absolutely loving every minute of it. I've had the iPod blaring in my ears with just a random selection of amazing music that just seemed to keep popping up, and it's like a reward. This is the kind of way you want to feel when you get the news you're going to die, and you go, oh, fuck. How am I going to spend the little time I have left? How am I going to maximize it? Well, here's what I'd do. I'd have a toke on the beach first thing in the morning with your mug of coffee or thermos. And just liberate the day. Say, well, I don't really have to be anywhere this morning, this afternoon. Yeah, I got marking and stuff to do, but right now this feels a little better, a little more important. A little more enjoyable. And you go with the flow. And you allow yourself the freedom to do that. Say, hey, I don't have to take any orders from anybody right now. Telling me what to do or where I can go or how I should be living my life. I just want to be free. And every song that comes up, including randomly a passage from Jack Kerouac, you're thinking, wow, this is the best thing to be hearing right now. And you just got that rare and wonderful, fantastic feeling that everything is just right, at least right where you are. You know, some dark, ugly place, you're thinking about somebody in Syria, somebody in Egypt, somebody in another part of the world who's, oh my God, they're suffering now. You can't really do anything about it right now, but you know you have to know, you know you have to be aware, because we are all connected, and yet we've tried for so long to keep ourselves apart. We don't want to feel the pain. Feel somebody else's pain. We can't stop right now, so we just shut ourselves away, shut ourselves off, and get that little bit of crummy, guilty feeling like can't be done in my lifetime, can't be fixed, but maybe in another, maybe somebody will be better in the future. Speaking of which, Skyped my son in Japan last night, or he Skyped me, and I'm so damn proud of Jerry. We had another little breakthrough. He allowed me to be his friend on Facebook. I haven't pushed either of my sons to do that. A lot of people take it for granted. Of course, if you've got younger children, you're not going to give them any choice in the matter. But I figured my sons need their privacy, and Chuck is not ready to do that yet. And maybe I'm not ready to see what he's got up there. Chuck and I are in a different world, a different relationship. It's a little more complicated. It's got depth
But it's got a long way to go, too, in terms of just working it out. Deciding what the terms are. And, of course, those terms are always going to change. But with Jerry, over in Japan, I'm just so proud of him. So happy for what he's doing. He's wolfing. Wolfen, I never heard of, but that's working for somebody for your room and board, and he's working a little cafe, and he's met this woman. He says, wow, she's one of the most inspirational senseis he's ever met. And I think, holy shit, how cool is it to have your son go back to his roots, the country he was born in, to meet his uncle and aunt and meet up with his mother and spend a little time and then just explore. And within a day or two, he's off to Nagasaki. And then Hokkaido, and eventually Thailand, and he's just traveling and learning every bit of the way, and I'm thinking, oh my God, it's the best possible education you could ever have. And I'm pretty happy about that. And meanwhile, I'm thinking real seriously today about how can I teach this Beatles course? Do I dare? How many ideas do you hear me come up with on this podcast? The ones I share with you anyway. A lot I keep secret. And of course, they never come to fruition either. But there's an awful lot that I come up with and I just don't follow through. But this is such a good one. Teach a contemporary culture. Well, it's not contemporary culture. It's a look back. It's a look back. Tell me not to run. The boomers, from a boomer's perspective, well, that's a bit of history worth teaching. Tell me to look. What was it like to be Canadian, to be a college student in the 60s? I got deep feelings. These are living stories, and the idea, if you just center it, focus it around, you could do a course on the 60s, but damn, it's just so broad and so wide. Why not use the Beatles as the theme, the thread that runs through it, because they capture it all. And you go from the Beatles, from those cute guys saying, she loves you, to these guys getting turned on by Bob Dylan, to these guys dropping acid and starting to do entirely new music. And have your students kind of explore the depths of their music. Everybody's project for the year, you got to write an essay on one Beatles tune. Everybody in the class is going to give one. In fact, we're going to post them. We're going to share them online. We're going to make use of online technology. We're going to have these things up there. We can comment. Students are going to comment. This is going to be a revolutionary new program. Let's take use of the technology we got at this college I teach at. I've just got this brainstorm that I want to talk to the dean. And say, hey, I got an idea, and I think it's a hot idea, and I think it's about time we got with the times, even though these are old times. Make use of the technology. Make you get something interesting for the students. All this shit in these commercial textbooks. Where's your imagination? You're a fucking college. You're not demonstrating imagination. Everybody teaches the same. Course 161, here's the textbook. Here are the tests. Here are the conditions. Here's what they have to be able to do. Let's all get them through that pathway like hogs to the slaughterhouse. Why not inspire them to learn and express themselves? You do a presentation. You do research, your favorite song, your favorite Beatle, and why. What is it about them? And we run it through Turnitin, and you just can't simply copy. Come on, you can get... I'd love to have you be able to be thrown out of the course. I don't think we can do that. But, you know, it's a shit-hot idea. I want to go with it. I want to go with it. I want to go with it. And I don't know if I'm going to follow through on it or not. I know it's a good idea, and I know the time is sort of coming, and sometimes things bubbles and rise to the surface. And you think, wait a minute, if college doesn't want it, tell them, all right, I'll go private with it. I'll do this privately, and then talk to my business partner who's just bought iPods and iPod minis for all her teachers teaching this new course, who has a connection to an Apple store. And say, look, I need iPod minis. I need iPods for my students. We gotta have a course here. We gotta have a program. We gotta have delivery. This course. Do I get the college to develop it? Pay me to develop it? Ah, they wouldn't go for that, but they should. What would it cost them, for Christ's sake? 12 hours? Time? Take a gamble. Take a chance. You know, since they took a chance on me, I'm 20 years later, still got the same study tour going. Why don't you, dean of the department, take a chance on me? I'm not somebody. I can teach your college students something. I can wake them the fuck up. Can't tell her quite that way, but you know what I mean. Yes, boys and girls, you heard it here first in the Dixon Chase podcast. Scarborough Dude is all fucking fired up, and you may say, yeah, well, I don't know what that's all about. And I may say, well, just a minute now, partner, just because you happen to be feeling good doesn't mean you can't have solid ideas, dreams that are worth pursuing. Oh, yeah. I was going to tell her, I got another 5 years left in me. 64 now. I got 5 years left to give. Quit at 70. That's what it's going to be. Oh, boys and girls, I have the feeling all this is shaping up just into the right direction. And you may say, hey, buddy, you're shaping up for a shitstorm. But I don't think so. I don't think so. I think I'm on to something here. And, of course, the lectures. God damn, would they be podcasts? Would I have to? Come on, what are you talking about? How tight do you want to wind this fucking thing? How free do you want to be? Because, you know, you don't like planning lessons and mapping everything out where we're going. We'll have a rough guideline, but it's going to be a lecture series. You know, I'm going to get the students to read and listen and watch videos and study and report back and post and express themselves. And there'll be tough questions you gotta ask, like, what role do you think the Beatles played in the anti-Vietnam War peace movement? It's written in the scriptures. Things like that, you know? It's written there in things that maybe aren't readily already written about, but you can gather a lot of information. Make them think. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're onto something on the Dixon Chase podcast now. It's after one, and I'm thinking, hey, Lee, fuck, I really should head home, but I just still feeling too good, you know? I'm not ready to face the actual essays that I got to mark at this college, the things I'm being paid to do in real life, because right now I'm just dreaming, and dreaming's a lot more fun than reality sometimes. Oh, yeah. This, by the way, Tom of Shane and Tom interviewed me. Did I tell you this already? I'm sorry. Well, were you really listening all that closely anyway when I said Tom interviewed me for his students in some college program he's teaching on social media or journalism or whatever? Played it two classes, apparently. It was okay. I'm kind of pleased in that. Maybe that's just one more little sign. You see, my real dream is that college students, not high school students, college students, would actually want to listen to the Dixon Chains podcast. And the reality is there's a lot of better shit out there that they'd be better off spending their time listening to. And I'm thinking, yeah, but, I'd really like it. And is that just, I need that ego satisfaction. I need to know there's young people listening because they think the Scarborough Dude's cool. Is that what this is all about? Fuck, if that's true, and it probably is, well, oh, there goes my credibility. Yep. I guess we better wind her down because I'm starting to get into places that make me feel a little uncomfortable, a little guilty, a little weasley. You know what I'm talking about? Like, hey, you're not so nice, you're not so smart, you're not so pure and innocent, you. You got an ego to feed. You want listeners. Holy Christ, that's a big ass she's got. Probably appreciate a good spank in that one. Anyway,
time to shut this baby down and get on with whatever it else is I'm going to do today. And I think that might be just driving back to where I just came from, the next part of the beach here, because I don't think I'm ready to leave Buffers Park just yet. Holy Christ, some tight slacks, though. Yeah, you know. All right, take care. Talk to you later. All's well with the Scarborough Dude on this Saturday morning in November. Bye for now.